Hi, this is Will.
And this is Jay.
Welcome to our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on the trails and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, there can only be one winner. So as you say in Nigeria,
breakfast will reach everybody. Welcome to another episode of the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. I'm Will.
I'm Jay.
Nice to have you all with us again today. Jay, so yesterday we had a whole lot of fixtures, actually.
It was a good day.
And we had goals, man.
Every single
match. And like the first two games, we had like 11 goals split in the first two games.
It's fair to argue that I think in those two games, there were more goals than there were in like the first 4 days, or let's say the first 3 days of the World Cup. Like, there were a lot of goals.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them. And then we are going to talk about today's fixtures, give our predictions as always, and then check the scoreline to see who is leading, who is behind. I mean, yesterday was a good day for both of us, you know. It was a good day for both of us. Prediction-wise.
Good day for us now.
How did Arsenal factor into this discussion now, bro?
Man, focus on the subject, man.
Okay, fine.
I have to rub it where it hurts, man.
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. 5 points, yeah.
Yes,
it's cool. It's lonely at the top, man. How does it feel?
At least the amount of points they didn't surpass me. Your club's not using that amount of points to pass me, also. Yeah, I can't even use that amount of points. What can I say? So based on the games of yesterday, we saw Cameroon and Serbia begin, and it was actually 5-1. We predicted a 1-1 draw because we saw both teams scoring, but we didn't see both teams scoring this much. Yeah, 6 goals. That was... And come think about it, like Cameroon, they were on 3-1.
Yeah, they were leading.
Yeah, we saw that happen to twice yesterday, right? A team goes 2 goals ahead and then the other team did never die at
and
they come back into the game and they find themselves at the chance of even winning it.
Like, bro.
Okay, so we knew that Serbia, we said it before the during the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
That these guys have Mitrovic. They have
Mitrovic.
If you give these guys a chance that they are going to score, we couldn't have said it better because straight up Mitrovic scored, Milinkovic Savic scored also. But I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with the Africans.
If only
Morocco that really showed us.
Yeah.
Because right, you go 2 goals ahead.
Trying to
why make the game passive? See it out. Like they were winning 3-1 and then from nowhere 3-2, 3-3, and unlike Ghana, they couldn't find killer punch.
Hold on. I think it was actually Serbia that were winning, right? Because Cameroon scored in the 29th minute. Then Pavlovic scored 45+1 for Serbia. Then Savic scored 45+3 for Serbia. So like Serbia went to the house.
And then the brother guy from
Choupo-Moting and Abubakar. So like
Abubakar assisted him. Yeah. And then Abubakar scored.
So Serbia went into halftime at the lead 2-1.
Yeah.
And like then immediately second half started, they scored again. So it was now Serbia were actually the ones. Funny enough, Serbia were actually the ones winning 3-1.
Where my head was at,
bro. Oof. And then like the comeback, the subs inspired a comeback, man.
Well, sorry for attacking you guys. So it's actually die hard attitude from them.
Yeah, from the Cameroonians.
That was nice. I'm sorry about that. But still, we saw it as going to be a draw. We're glad for them for coming back and actually seeing out the game at 3-3.
Yeah.
That's nice. The fight back was really nice. Kudos to them.
Yeah, but you know, it's before we move on to the Brazil game, yeah?
Brazil.
Or let's just move on to the Brazil game so we can like talk about the group
of
the group
Korea,
G. No, let's just go to the Brazil game so we'll talk about the group G standings and how and what it looks like on like in group G. So Brazil, yeah. How did you see that Brazil game?
We all expected Brazil to win, definitely. I predicted 2-0 win, you predicted 3-1 win. You saw Switzerland scoring. We actually expected a draw. But we hoped for a win.
Right. Yeah.
The reason why we give our predictions.
Yeah.
And as we said, it was almost a draw because I would have liked to complain that the goal that they cancelled it was not offside.
But
Richarlison actually came back from the offside and interfered with the play. Yeah. So yeah, I agree with the ref there. That was a good call for Switzerland and it was offside. But then again, we saw the quality that Brazil possesses and when with the flourish of strikers that they have, of attackers that they have, right?
Yeah.
They still found a way and to their defensive midfielder that actually scored a stunner. That's how good Brazil can be. And Switzerland just couldn't have anything. I actually believe that if Sudan had scored in that game, they would have seen out the draw.
Definitely.
Because Brazil won't have been able to actually score two.
Yeah.
But that shows how good Switzerland are defensively. Not really about Brazil's attack being poor, right?
Yeah.
So the game was a very tight one. Yes, there are a lot of fouls and stuff. But what I liked about Brazil was that you're able to stand strong without Neymar. We have hardly seen that. We know that the Copa America, they did that. That was when I felt like after the 2014 World Cup where they lost at 7-1.
Yeah.
It actually came to Tite's mind that okay, we have to learn how to play
without Neymar.
And we saw that come to light without
Thiago Silva too. Because he I think he was on a yellow card in that game. He was not in that game against Germany.
7-1. No, he wasn't. They lost Thiago Silva to a red card and Neymar to an injury. But here, right now, we're seeing Brazil winning the Copa America was without Neymar. They played that with Everson Suarez on the wing.
Yeah.
And then now we are seeing when Neymar came back, they lost the final to Argentina. And now again, what can we say? They have lost Neymar, but they are still playing well.
Yeah.
We can say that, yes, they didn't score the goals, but we saw chances that were created for Vinicius, right? And the diamond chance that Jesus created for him, that control was mad before the pass.
Yep.
Like, we know he has that in him, but we just hope that he can start scoring as much as he's creating. And Vinicius would have scored that to make it 2 and give me a correct score, but I think he doesn't like me, of course. But that's the thing. Brazil, they find a way to be creative without Neymar, and that's one of the biggest issues that they have been having for a very long time. You have seen them not feeling the likes of Philippe Coutinho, and we saw that him as one of the best creators back then. But right now, he's not on the bench, he's not in the team, and they are flourishing. Kudos to Titi. And we heard that he's retiring after the World Cup. But he's letting go of the reins at Brazil after the World Cup. So I think it's like a statement tournament for him where he's really going to try and get something out of it to leave his name in the history books.
All right, so yeah, Group G as it stands, Brazil on 6 points, they qualified as expected.
Always expected.
Switzerland, they're actually on 3 points.
It's all and in the last game.
Not for Brazil anyway.
Not for
because they are gone. Otilo. To the next round. They are gone. So it's still open for Switzerland, Cameroon, or Serbia. Any one of them can qualify.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be much harder for Cameroon because they are playing Brazil next, bro.
I would have said it's going to be easier for them. Right, because Brazil will not want to play with that intensity.
Yeah,
but the issue now is
have you seen Brazil? Even if Tite decides to field his second 11, bro.
Even if he's fielding second 11, the major issue is that second 11 is going to field the likes of Gabriel Jesus and Martinelli.
Exactly.
Goals. And what we have to understand is that all these guys want to play in the round of 16.
Yep.
So they would love to impress
in that
they
game.
They would not go easily on you. See, put Eder Morris in that post, and if he has a chance, he will score you from there. That's the truth. So I feel bad. I feel bad for Cameroon.
Yeah.
Because they got the worst. Yeah, they can celebrate that. Yeah, they came in and they came back against Serbia.
Salvage a point.
And if they should at least get a win against Brazil, they are in contention, hoping that Switzerland doesn't win Serbia.
Yeah.
Because Switzerland wins Serbia, even if they win Brazil.
And hoping that Serbia doesn't win Switzerland
That's
with like 3 goals.
That's another thing. Like,
yeah, it's
the World
all
Cup.
Open.
It's the World
Yeah,
Cup.
it's all
That's
open.
Group G for you. And painfully, I think Group G winner is playing against second place Group
Of
H.
Group H, is it?
Yeah. Crazy.
Really crazy, bro.
Crazy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see
how. There's a high possibility we're seeing Portugal facing either Switzerland or Serbia.
Or Cameroon. We never know.
And Brazil facing either Ghana, South Korea,
or Uruguay. No,
or
not Uruguay. Uruguay.
I don't care. I'm actually just happy.
Yeah.
Because right now, give us South Korea, give us Ghana, and give us Uruguay. We are qualifying. Uruguay is they have played against Brazil so many times in South America, and Brazil mostly always wins.
Yeah.
Ghana, we gave it to Ghana recently. South Korea is not even
discussion.
That match might end 4. So I still already in the quarterfinals. So yeah.
Alright, so the Group H games for yesterday, South Korea, Ghana, another five goal thriller. And then Portugal, Uruguay. What do you see? South Korea, Ghana.
As we say, we predicted Ghana to win. We saw them as dark horses coming into the competition because they had the squad and they showed that to us. Mohamed Kudus once again showing the world why they should actually remember him. I saw the news about him saying that Neymar wasn't really
better
than him.
I think that's propaganda because he said something about that and I was like he never said that.
Okay.
I think that's just propaganda.
But even if it wasn't, right, he has shown in the World Cup that okay, that I am playing with Ghana, I can actually carry my country. Neymar, what can you do? I feel like that's the statement he made yesterday. So even if it is propaganda, he actually impressed me yesterday. Partey once more impressed me in the midfield, but definitely is going to impress me, man. That's not fun. Partey, Granit Xhaka.
Yeah.
Really impressed me yesterday. Granit Xhaka almost took the midfield from Brazil. That was scary. But yeah, Ghana, the issue with them was when they sat back and allowed South Korea back into the game. Kudos to South Korea for actually pushing and getting the goals because they were both top quality goals and the center forward. Really, I think that teams like, would I say, the lower division, not lower division teams, the mid table teams should actually be looking at him because he looks like one to watch, right?
But you see something here, see that South Korea Ghana game because like South Korea had the possession in the game, they had like the most shots.
Watching the game, you won't actually notice that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
it felt like Ghana was on there.
But stats-wise, South Korea, stats-wise. But then, hey, Mohamed Kudus.
I don't know who missed that. Like, for the third goal, I don't know who missed that chance. Like, when a cross came in, someone, as we say it here, someone leads matches. And I don't know what was in his head there, but thank God. I think Kudus is the right footer. I don't really know, but he really impressed me because that finishing wasn't an easy one.
Not at
and
all.
And that was like it's you missed that and the game is gone. He might actually even score you 3-2. And he did that. So he won man of the match, well deserved.
Yeah.
That's very, very great thing for him because he wouldn't have believed.
Two goals for him too.
Yeah. He wouldn't have believed you come to the World Cup and he will leave the World Cup with one of the man of the match awards. That's been straight into his room. I'm sure he's going to admire that for a very long time. But now Ghana's qualification is bent on them beating their old rival, Uruguay.
Their nemesis.
And that is going to be painful because right now, almost all the players that suffered that heartbreak back then are gone.
Except Andrea, except Ayu, Jordan
exactly.
Ayu and his brother.
Now, but Uruguay, they see future Suarez. The person that actually
that
caused the heartbreak.
Problem.
And if we watch him, yesterday, Suarez is old. Like,
he's old.
He really does. He has that finishing in him, but he really doesn't have that energy and tenacity again. So I feel like Ghana really tried yesterday by winning the game, right? Showed how important the point was for them.
Yeah.
And now they have all to play for against
Uruguay.
But the Portugal Uruguay game, I'm pained because I felt like if
Uruguay were more clinical in the game. They would have at least seen themselves at least get a point.
Okay, a point.
The late penalty was painful because I don't see where else
his hand. I mean,
yeah, the position, was unnatural.
I know, but what I was telling you yesterday was it interfered with the ball path.
I understand, but it's as simple as this, right? Do you want him to remove his hand and fold his back?
That's the thing. It wasn't going to the post. It was going to a player.
No, he just pushed the ball under the guy's leg. Fernandez will maybe have caught up with the ball, right? Or the keeper would have taken it. Exactly.
But they were all, the thing is that it interfered with play.
I watched Copa America back then, and this same thing happened with Thiago Silva, right? Exact same thing. Him falling down, the ball going under his leg, hitting his hand. They didn't give a penalty. That they are not supposed to give a penalty for that because at that point in time, he did not intentionally block the ball with his hand. What should he have? Okay, so it's as simple as this. So, right, they push this guy, he's staggering, and his hand is outside his body, right? Because he's staggering. And you take a shot that's going straight into the post and it hits his hand. And you're seeing a penalty.
They won't give a penalty for that.
The one I like about this life, history always repeats itself. And we're not going to have to wait too much because we're going to see a scenario again. Probably maybe in Premier League, maybe in Champions League, maybe in the La Liga. But definitely we'll still be here to talk about it again. And then we'll see whether they're going to give a penalty back then.
They've given a penalty for far flimsier things.
Yes, that's football. We agree about the refereeing missing actions. And we say that, yes, it's not consistent. But they should be consistent about it because
What was the source for the penalty? VR said give it. You have to give it, man.
The way you nearly give Ronaldo the
goal. That was not VR's fault.
That was VR's fault.
That was the checkboard. That was the checkboard person's fault.
How can you say that? Like, it was so clear to everybody that yes, Ronaldo didn't touch the ball, but just because they wanted to hand him.
Ronaldo jumped.
And
he jumps, the ball touched his hair for the
same way that final, that Bills, that's a 2016 final, Bills free kick, Ramos jumped, and then it never touched Ramos' leg, and they gave the goal to Ramos.
He touched his hair follicle.
It also touched his essence.
he touched Ronaldo's hair follicle. That's why. But they changed it later. And then they had that penalty, and Ronaldo must have been kicking himself.
Yeah. So that tweet, say the worst nightmare for Ronaldo for his goal getting handed over.
A potential goal.
Yes.
Getting
given to Fernandez. And then a penalty given when he
is awarded.
Like, if you go into basketball, you're like,
let me take the penalty.
I don't even care whether he's going to miss it or not, right? I know the team has already won. But yeah, Portugal won 6 points. Right now, we only have Portugal, France, and Brazil as the only teams to have won their first two games in the World Cup and automatically qualified for the round of 16.
Every other person leaves it to the last game to be sure of qualification.
Argentina.
Argentina, Spain,
Germany,
yeah,
we have a lot of countries.
Ghana, England, like everybody has left it to the last game.
That is why it's going to be epic. And I like the fact that they're having two games played by four and two games played
man,
by
today, man, see, well, let's go.
You can't sleep on it, right?
No.
And in the same group, that's the today's part. I told you this thing before, like, we need some games to play at the same time so that the coach is telling the players in real time, oh my god.
See what's happening on the other side of the score, so that I will qualify.
I like the fact that they made it just to raise the intensity and the pressure. It's very, very smart of them. I know people are complaining that you'll miss some games, but come on, have two televisions.
Yo, today we are going to see Group A games, Ecuador, Senegal.
Yep.
One to watch. Netherlands, Qatar. Not so much one to watch, but still, it's Netherlands need to win.
One to watch because Netherlands haven't qualified yet.
Yeah.
Right now, we're having Ecuador, Senegal, and Netherlands all having the chance of qualification.
Definitely.
And their games are to be going on at the same time. It's nothing better than that.
So, like, Senegal needs to win to to qualify. Ecuador needs to win
to qualify. Netherlands needs to win to qualify. And Qatar needs to make someone not to qualify.
Yeah, Qatar just needs to be an upset.
Yeah, that's
what it's someone's plan.
Yeah, because see, right now, I'm telling you this right now, right?
Yeah.
Netherlands, they reached the round of 16 and I see them in semifinals.
Okay, okay. Kudigapo! Kudigapo,
one to watch.
One to watch, definitely. So yeah, it's going to be an intense Group A fixture, set of fixtures, man. Oof. Should we take our predictions?
Yeah. The Ecuador-Senegal game, right? I think that's going to be the hardest game to predict for all punters today. The odds are quite favorable every booking sites, and that should and it's showing you how close it is to tell you how tight the fixture is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I think Senegal is on 3 points because of their win against Qatar,
yep,
and then Ecuador is on 4 points because of their win against Qatar and their draw against Netherlands. So it's winner takes all. Draw, then Ecuador qualifies automatically. So Ecuador will be looking to either win or draw the game, but Senegal is looking at just a win. But I think with that, I'll go with a 1-1 draw.
Okay.
Because I see Ecuador fighting.
Yeah.
Scoring. And I also see Senegal fighting, but I don't think Senegal will be able to find that killer punch to actually see and win the game for them.
Mm. Well, maybe Senegal can bring up their African spirit for this final game.
African spirit doesn't work in World Cup.
Maybe they can channel some ancestral, you know.
Fuba. You can ask Fuba. It doesn't work.
Hey.
When did it come for World Cup? He didn't he make it.
Hey, but he won the last World Cup. Who knows if it was isn't it then?
First.
Well, yeah, Ecuador Senegal, you predicted a draw. This one. I feel Ecuador will win, Chad. 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
You can actually skip the prediction just as an indicative point to me. that still works. You're not forced to predict, right?
Hey.
That can just vindicate the 3 points to me.
No, thank you, bro.
Oh, all right. 2-1 Ecuador to win Senegal.
Yep.
I'm have the Netherlands for Qatar. I think everybody knows that.
Nothing is coming out from Qatar in this game.
I would have said nothing good comes from Qatar, but we have the World Cup coming from it, so.
Yeah, and we have nice stadiums coming from it, too.
None of your players impressed.
Nope. Yeah. God, that left back.
I feel like he's the worst player in the World Cup. But what can I say? I go with Netherlands win 3-0.
Okay. Could Gakpo go?
Definitely.
Hmm.
If it's Depay go. Definitely.
The jungle?
Nah. I think this guy might score. What's his name again? Not Klaassen. His name just skipped my mind.
Mm. Well,
the former Tottenham boy.
You go for 3-0.
Yeah.
Qatar is not scoring in this game, bro.
Definitely. We'll have you on score against Van Dijk. And that Noppert, a long man. I see that guy, I think of English long man this time.
Yeah, so let's see. Netherlands to win 2-0.
I feel like you should have your predictions down already. Why are you wasting our time?
2-0, bro. 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah, that's for our group A.
I don't know why you like putting me in this position where they have to reach your own correct score
before to reach your own. Hey.
And then I'm now there in hot seat. I'm like, please score a goal, please score a goal, or concede. I don't like that shit. But we move on to the next group. Iran, USA.
Mm.
Iran, USA. How do you see that game?
Iran, USA.
Yeah, we saw an upset from Iran last game, and when they beat Wales.
Yeah.
And they showed us that they still have that fire in them. But USA has showed us that also, that they have an unquenchable fire. But the only issue now is that they actually sit at 2 points, having drawn their first two games. Do you think you're able to make it 5 points from this?
It's possible.
Everything's possible.
Everything is definitely possible.
What do you think?
You get the same way we are talking about them is the same way we can still talk about England, Wales. Everything is possible. It's really an open match.
Yeah, England won that match.
Nah, no, see, that's the thing. It's really.
Let me give my impression before we even go far for that. I don't see Wales scoring the games. I'm putting a 0 down for Wales.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Okay, and how many goals do you think England will have?
I always go for the big scores for these guys.
Four. Wow. That's some ballsy prediction, bro.
The mic.
Yes. We're back with Iran USA.
Iran USA, man. With the intent, you know, Iran has scored more goals actually than USA have.
Mm-hmm.
Against England, they scored two.
Mm-hmm.
Against Wales, they scored two.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I feel they are going to score against USA.
Mm-hmm.
I feel they are going to score against USA. I'll take that game as a draw.
I think it's a draw.
Yeah.
But you know, a draw sees Iran qualify for
definitely. I know.
Round 16.
I know.
All right. So
sorry, yeah. USA, but
what draw?
I'll just go with 1-1.
1-1.
Yeah, I'll just go with 1-1.
Okay, so the Americas have impressed me. I don't think this will be their last cup in the World Cup. They sit at 2 points, and I think that they are going to be able to actually see it out. So I'll go for a 1-2 win for USA.
Okay.
And then with my 4-0 prediction for England to win goals, I think it's left with you to round this up for us.
Okay.
Before you show others your bragging rights and how you're dusting me on the score charts.
England, Wales. Yeah, I want to have hope for Wales, yeah?
Yeah.
I want to have hope for Wales, but it's really not giving. So I'll just say England win 2-0.
2-0. Any chance Maguire scores today?
He has to. Like, I'm waiting for a Maguire.
I thought you're robbed.
I'm waiting for a Maguire.
Because you're supposed to be the man of the match against USA. I know that USA played, but see, you have to learn something. When a team presses, like when an underdog, right,
yeah,
presses this other team, so like this superior team so hard, and that only one player stands out, I think you need to give praise to them, because I would have even given to Tyler Adams over Pulisic. I don't really know why they gave it to Pulisic, but what can I say? I'm not the one that's giving the award. After I don't have the money to afford the award. So, yeah. So that's our predictions for today. And now falling back to the score charts, where Williams, as always, is dusting it over there. We had predictions yesterday for 1-1 for Cameroon's Serbia, and the match ended 3-3, meaning that was a draw for both of us,
yeah,
giving both sides 3 points. We also predicted Ghana to win South Korea. I went with 1-2. Williams went with 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up with 2-3. Not the correct score, but as always, 3 points for both sides.
Yeah.
And then the Brazil-Switzerland game, we all expected a draw, but we went with different predictions. With me going with a 2-0 win for Brazil, and Williams believing that the Swiss will score 1 and predicting a 3-1. But it ended with a 1-0, meaning no correct score once again, but still 3 points. And
3 points.
The accumulation of that gives 9 points for both sides. And the last game, which was Portugal against Uruguay, we predicted, I went with a 1-2 in favor of Uruguay, and he went with a 2-2 in favor of both teams.
Yeah, I went for a 2-2 draw. Yeah,
he got the 2 goals for Portugal, correct. But I'm afraid Uruguay drew blanks, and that meant nobody got points from that, meaning 9 points evenly split with both sides. I added up to his previous tally of 54 points. Williams is on a whooping 63.
Ah, route to 100, bro. Route to 100.
You really think you'll make it?
Route to 100.
All right. And adding 9 points to my previous whimsy 39, I'm lagging behind at 48, but leave your Niger boy. I'll be back.
Hey.
I just need to get one more correct score and I'm back in this game.
All right.
See, so now that's at 48-63, and we draw into the fixtures of the third group stage games.
Well, we'll see what happens. We've dropped our correct scores, we've dropped our predictions. We'll see what happens at the end of today. We'll see who gets the points, who doesn't get the points. We'll see. So yeah, thank you guys once again for joining and listening to two bros sit and discuss everything, not just sports. yeah. I'm Will,
and this is Jay, as always.
Yeah, and hey, this is the World Cup series on your favorite podcast. Don't forget,
not just sports.
See you guys next time. Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on our notification so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya!